Michael Truel speaking.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you opt in for a callback?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you?
I have a charge on my account from you guys. And I don't know why, because originally I'd gotten a product and they tried to charge me for something else. I called, they returned that and were supposed to take me off of anything that was trying to charge me, but it's still doing it. So I'm putting in a thing to my bank to refute the charges, but they told me to contact you guys and gave me your number to see if you guys will fix it on your end as well. So they could, I don't know, that's what I'm trying to do. So.
Okay, sure. I'll be happy to help you today, sir. If I can get your zip code, I believe you said your first name was Michael. Is that correct?
That's correct. My zip code
Okay.
is 45439.
Thank you. And what would be that last name, please?
Turull, Turull.
Thank you. I'm just looking for the account. Okay. And just for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me, please?
380 Bloomin' Lane, Moraine, Ohio, 45439.
Awesome. Thank you for that information. So I do see here that this is the charge that you're speaking about that occurred on the 9th. Is that correct? For $39.99?
It's $39.99, yeah. Did it come the ninth? I have
Wait, it says here on
ways.
the account it was charged on the 9th, but that's for the HeroBod. That's a fitness app that you would download to your mobile device. But that's a membership and it renews until you cancel. I don't show that this account particularly was canceled.
Okay, hang on a second. I don't see anything on the ninth. I see something on the 14th. What's it under on the ninth?
I
What will it?
wouldn't. Well, if you see it on the 14th, that's possibly a posted transaction. Sometimes it'll pend in your account, so it'll actually post as the charge. But it shows here the billing date was on 11/9 for $39.99. I'm not sure if that was a weekend or what day of the week that actually fell on.
Okay, is that would that come through Expert Garden Connect?
It's possible that it would. Again, I'm not sure what the merchant billing name would appear as, and that's the
Okay.
only $39.99 charge that we have here.
And you said it's for what now?
It's a fitness app that you download to your mobile device. It provides workout tutorials and videos to help stay in shape. But let me take a further look here at something.
I'd say I don't have a fitness app. And I don't have a membership to any fitness apps that I know of. So, has that been
Okay.
charging me a month?
No, it looks like in the initial offer to that was done on the 22nd of September, which it was free. But it shows after the trial had ended, it billed you for the access to download it and to utilize the app.
Okay.
What I can go ahead and do for you, because I do see, well, I don't see anywhere where it shows that we've canceled this before, but I can go ahead today and get it canceled for you, and that'll stop all future charges. And as far as with the charge, what I can do for any misunderstanding, I can go ahead and process a 50% courtesy refund back.
So, two things. One, I never signed up for any free trials. Two, when I called the first time, I don't know what they were trying to charge me for, but it wasn't any kind of bod or exercise app. They charged me for something else, and I told them I didn't sign up for anything else. So they said, "Oh, I'm sorry." They refunded it, and then they canceled whatever that thing was. So there, I have not signed up for this exercise bod app or whatever this thing is. I don't know how I got signed up for it. But this is the second thing that your company has signed me up for without my permission. I don't want half a refund. I want a full refund, and I want whatever you guys are doing on your end with my information to be done. Because I'm going back to
Okay.
my bank on this.
Okay, no worries. If you can just bear with me 2 seconds, let me speak with my floor supervisor on your behalf, okay?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I did get authorization to process a refund for $39.99. That will take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back to your account. I've canceled this membership completely, preventing all future billing, and I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, let me pull up my notes here. Okay, what's the cancellation number?
C as in Charlie, 2625-07487.
Now, do you guys have like a website where somebody goes to sign up for this? Because I don't even know what this app is. Like, where do they go to sign up for this stuff?
Yes, sir. Let me get you that website here. Okay, so it's amazingdiscountbudget.com, all one word.
Okay, and is there like a, are you the customer service for that company?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I don't know how stuff keeps going through there, but when you kind of auto, it's not auto-enrolling me into stuff, is it? Like how?
So this was initially tagged onto a tactical bag that was ordered with the company. It's mentioned in the terms and conditions there that the HeroBod, which is that fitness app, would bill after about 30 to 60 days. I'm not sure. Well, it looks as though it was over 30 days, but it's a trial offer. So initially it's free for the customer to download the app and to utilize it, see if that's something they want to, you know, keep. But if it's not, then you just call and cancel the membership before it kicks in to avoid that billing. But if you don't cancel during the trial period, then after it ends, you're billed for that membership fee to start utilizing the service.
Yeah, probably never now. But if I ever buy something through that thing again, I'm going to take pictures of the terms and conditions because I read through all of them because I wasn't sure about how to return it or if it was going to be covered under anything if I bought that catch-up backpack. And nowhere in there does it say anything about a free trial or time tacking on anything else, which is why I did it, because I'm careful with that. So I don't know what – I know you say that it's in that, but I'm telling you that it wasn't when I did that purchase. But I appreciate you doing the return. I'll definitely make sure I've got record of that next time. Thank you.
Okay, no problem, sir. And I am, again, sorry for any inconvenience, but I did cancel this. That refund is processed. And is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Yep.